Strangers. I'm Britt.
And I'm Dee.
What the hell did I just do to the document? Hold on.
While we're waiting on her, shout out, I don't even know the man's name.
Who you talking about?
I was going to give a shout out, but I forgot the one who commented on our last episode.
Oh, Jamal.
Yes.
I think it's, oh, okay. I think that's how it is on Instagram.
I think it is. Because, you know, I just be scrolling.
Yeah, Jamal.
I don't pay attention to the names. I do, but I don't.
No, yeah, shout out. Thank you for doing what we ask of the Strange Gang, getting involved.
Him and, I remember this one, Mason.
Yeah, Mason Green. Always sending stuff. And I was like, you probably think that we be tired of him, but we're not sick of you, Mason. We appreciate it. We really do appreciate it. Sometimes I'll look at it and then I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to say something or like, you know, like it or something.
Yeah, I just take mental notes so that way when we do bring it up, we can shout them out. Because it's been some good ones and some weird ones.
Yeah, for sure. Which is what we like.
Yes.
Welcome, bienvenidos to another episode. We'll get through this. Bienvenidos to another episode of
It's a Strange World After All,
the podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural. It's because when I said crime, it felt weird because I knew I was about to say true crime crisis. True crime crisis was what I thought I was about to say. That's why.
Like when you said what did you say the last one when you were trying to say Fleetwood Mac?
I said Mac Fleetwood.
Oh, yeah. We get it. We know what you mean.
But that's why I stopped because I was like, oh, shit, I said it right. The podcast where we discuss true crime cases, the supernatural, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and all of the things that make the world strange. Life hack for the people out there.
What?
This is my coffee cup. It's a nice cup, ain't it?
I can't tell because...
Oh, you can't tell? It's grainy.
No, you were frozen. Oh, okay. I see it now.
It's a thermal cup too, so like hot beverages stay hot for hours. I gotta put ice in it sometimes. And then cold beverages stay cold for hours. But this goes for anybody, especially like teachers, people that are out working 9-to-5s. Get a cup like this and just fill it with alcohol because... Nobody would ever know.
Look, I'm like, you said a life hack, and I'm like, everybody has thermals. What's the point? What is the point of this? But okay, I get it. Alcohol.
They will never. How will they know? They will never know. And I decided to look a little professional today outside of my red solo cup.
Yeah, I just got my regular wine glass.
No, this is for on the go. Mom's on the go. You're taking your kid to soccer practice, football practice. Drink responsibly, of course, but you know.
Oh, I could put my coffee in there and then put Kahlua in there.
Oh my gosh, because then your breath won't smell like liquor. It'll smell
exactly.
Like...
Exactly.
Boom, there you go. Life hacks. Life hacks. We should just have a life hack segment. A strange... We're doing too much now, but you know. We'll revisit.
Yes. Okay. We have a San Antonio themed variety show.
So wait.
In today's episode, we discuss two legends native to San Antonio, along with one of the most haunted hotels in the United States. One of the legends, it's technically native to San Antonio, but it's like right outside of San Antonio. So we're going to count that.
Yeah.
So Brittany's going to start us off with the first, I guess, because we don't have an introduction to the first story.
No, unless you had something to say about it, it is the Converse Wolfman. I've never heard of this, so.
I've heard of it. I just didn't really look into it until now, and I was like, oh, okay, this is a good one.
It is a good one, and this is not to be confused as we get into it. This is not to be confused with like the South End werewolf, unless it was the South End Werewolf, and then we can discuss. We'll see.
So he done went to from San Antonio to London.
Maybe London. Yeah, because 1800. Wait, no, he was not even alive. No. This is a real, possibly a real werewolf is what I'm saying, not someone who suffers from, let me see, this one was lycanthropy.
Yes. Ooh-hoo. Lycanthropy. Look at you.
Thank you. I just be saying stuff and I just be talking.
Me and too.
People are like, wait, there's a word for that? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You should listen to It's a Strange World After All podcast episode, you know.
Episode whatever, because we...
Whatever.
We getting up there. Look at
We're
us.
We're on like 80. I need to go back and recount, because I think something threw me off. Like maybe I counted the trailer as an episode, but I think we're on like episode 80.
Yeah, 81. The trailers throw me off, so I have to remember to exclude those.
Yeah, but when we do our 100th episode, we should like... Maybe that's when we should do like a best of, or like, you know what I mean? Like just outtakes. I don't know. We'll see. Something special for the 100th episode.
Yeah. We almost there.
I know. Okay. The Converse Wolfman. In the mid-1800s. Are you okay, Lord? Because
you said Wolfman, and I was like, wait, what?
Wolfman.
That threw me off. Last name, Wolfman?
Yes, this is his name. Converse Wolfman. Wolfman. Wait, Converse Theodore Wolfman the First.
Okay.
In the mid-1800s, a rancher moved to a plot of land near what is now Converse, Texas. Converse is 15 miles northeast of downtown San Antonio. The rancher was a rugged hunter whose son was frail and bookish. What's bookish? Like meek? Why you laughing?
No, because they didn't have to do him like that.
Oh.
Bookish is just like a nerd.
Oh, okay. They did, because they're telling you the contrast. Like, the dad was like, yeah. What's a good example? The dad was out here like Joe Manganiello. Manganiello, no.
You can't even say
Joe Manganiello.
I don't think that's. Mike. I know who you're talking about. I'm okay. Pretty sure the people do, but that's not how you
True Blood, Alcide, I think is who he played. He played a werewolf.
He did? I never watched True Blood.
Oh, my gosh. I love True Blood. The accents are pretty ridiculous, but you get over it. The Southern accents are ridiculous, but yeah. And then the son would be like Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty accurate.
So he considered his son to be he felt like his son was a disappointment, a disgrace, because he preferred studying to wrangling and hunting. And that is just crazy. It's ludicrous.
Yeah. I mean, this was the 1800s. So
people didn't understand what you needed school for in the 1800s.
They probably didn't even have. Wait.
I mean, he was reading. Was he reading? He was just reading.
Yeah, I was going to say he was reading. He was like the dude in the Twilight Zone.
There's time now. Saddest episode ever.
That was the most hilarious episode.
Is the most devastating. As someone who wears glasses, and you think, and that who, as someone who wears glasses and does not particularly care for most people, and then you finally had time to just live your life and read books, and then your glasses break. What are you going to do? You can't even really truly explore anymore, because it's like, where am I going?
It was funny to me, because I'm the same. I wear glasses. I don't really like people like that. I would rather be at home reading books, but it was still funny.
And then my question is, was he nearsighted or farsighted? Because I'd have had them books like, look, I would have been like this. We finna make this work. Holding it up to your face.
Man. Okay, yeah, we got to get back on track. Because I was going to say, yeah, he could have went to like a CVS. No, CVS wasn't around back then. He could have went somewhere and got him some reading glasses, because he was the last person on Earth.
That's true. Or found like a magnifying glass somewhere.
Yeah.
He gonna be all right.
Out of frustration, he decided to send his son out hunting. He gave him a rifle and told him to go hunt and shoot a deer. He sent him to a heavily wooded area along the creek called Skull Crossing. So you're going to send your kid to a place called, well, just out in the woods, and it's called Skull Crossing. And then I wonder how old he was.
I was thinking that too, D. How old is this kid? And you trying to put hair on his chest and he like 7. Like that. I just want to remind my baby, like, take your ass outside, here's a gun. And then can we talk about the toxic masculinity? Like, let this man read and be smart.
Yeah, but again, it was the 1800s. Child. We don't know what they was doing back then.
I mean, we know what they was doing. To us, anyway.
I mean, yeah, that, yeah. The son returned a few hours later, empty-handed. He was probably out there reading. And I was like, I'm just...
Oh, man, forget this.
He told his father he left the area out of fear because he was being stalked by a monster that resembled a werewolf.
So, again, we're talking high school letterman, maybe some basketball shorts.
Oh, I didn't know what you was talking about.
Teen Wolf, Michael J. Fox, right?
Teen Wolf, yes.
If you listen to the show and still have not watched it, shame on you. Get your life and watch. Michael J. Fox is Teen Wolf.
That's funny.
The rancher didn't believe him. The rancher.
A.K.A. his dad.
A.K.A. his toxic dad. Toxic masculine dad didn't believe him, and he sent him back out to the same area, so to that Skull Crossing area. Hours passed and the rancher began to feel that something was wrong. It was now nighttime, so he rounded up some neighbors and started searching for his son. When they arrived at Skull Crossing, the search party saw a large creature hunched over the body of the boy. So don't feel bad now.
Yeah. I mean, it's messed up, but...
On his part.
Yeah. The men shot at the beast as it was devouring the rancher's son. The men described the creature as some kind of unholy combination between a wolf and a man. It was standing between 8 to 9 feet tall and covered in dark hair or fur. Werewolf.
Yeah.
And now you just lost your son because you didn't want him to read books.
Exactly. And then he tried to tell you.
If he was reading books, he probably would have read something about a werewolf and he would have, this all could have been avoided.
That's true. Because especially back then, you would have believed it back then.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I read it in a book.
They had all kind of stuff back then.
Mm-hmm.
All kind of legends. I mean, that's where we get it from.
Yes. The rancher was devastated by the death of his son and blamed himself for not believing him as he should have. It is your fault. He died shortly after the incident. Some versions of the legend say he became reclusive, refused to eat, and wasted away. Other versions say he committed suicide by setting his home on fire.
Sad story.
Sad story. What do you always say, though? It could have been avoided.
Yeah, he told you. He came back and he was like, hey, it's a werewolf out there. I don't think I want to go back out there. And you were like, I don't care.
Get back out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But to be honest, if you had a, well, I mean, technically you do. If your kid came to you and was like, hey, it's a werewolf outside. Would you believe it?
I mean, she said it. This is how we know you don't fuck with kids.
No, oh. I didn't mean the kid. I meant the story.
I was like, it? Would you believe it? You gonna bathe it? Is you gonna feed it? You want me to babysit it? I'm sorry. I take it back. Even if I didn't believe it, first of all, I'm not sending my kid. How old is this son? I don't know. I'm not about to send you, especially if it was in the middle of the woods. Like, I would think that it was something. Like, prime example, we saw something in that old apartment, and I was like, that ain't no damn puppy. And it ended up being, because Winter was like, is it a wolf? And I was like, I looked at it, I was like, that I just moved out of.
Oh, I thought I was about to say, y'all saw something and didn't tell me.
And I was like, I don't know, but let's move. Like, let's quick, too sweet. And then they sent, like, a little while later, they sent out a little pamphlet about living with coyotes. I said it was a damn coyote.
Oh, I thought you were about to say a possum or something.
How would you mistake a possum for a wolf?
Man, I saw a possum. It was about the size.
No, ma'am.
No, I was outside. It was like probably like 5 o'clock in the morning. I'm walking and I see it out the corner of my eye, but I thought it was like, I don't know what I thought it was. And I looked over and it was looking at me, and it was just, we were just walking side by side looking at each other. I was like, then it smiled at me.
That possum. That possum gave you a head nod. The possum was like, sup.
I was like, I didn't know what to do. I just ran back in the house.
That possum was like, where the food at, shawty?
Man. And I could be exaggerating because I was, but it seemed like it was bigger than a normal possum.
It probably was. Y'all are in a, you know, what do you call it? A rural area, right?
No, I'm talking about, this was in Pleasant Grove.
Back in Dallas.
When I stayed in Pleasant Grove.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
Could have been a crossbreed. I don't know. Who knows nowadays?
What, between a possum and a raccoon?
Yeah, maybe they interbred, intersectionality. I don't know. Bred. I don't know. Moral of the story is, if I'm not sure, I'm thinking, well, he probably saw something. Let me at least go. Maybe I'd been like, let's go together so I can educate you on wildlife.
We wouldn't even go. I'd just be like, okay, come back inside.
But we're putting ourselves in the mind of these people who are used to, like, his dad was obviously used to being out in nature. So that was the Converse Wolfman.
Converse Wolfman.
Wolfman. Converse. What I say his middle name was Theodore Wolfman the first, allegedly.
Wolfman. That is hilarious.
All right, next up we've got the Emily Morgan Hotel, beautiful hotel.
Yes.
If you have the money in San Antonio, Texas, stay there.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Money and no kids. I mean, you could bring your kids there, but I don't think it's like a kid friendly hotel. Like it, in comparison to other hotels in
I mean, San I don't Germany. Think it's that bad because it's on the Riverwalk, so.
Well, I was just saying like hotel amenities. Like there's another hotel. They don't even give you free breakfast. When you a kid, you want them Texas side, them Texas shaped waffles.
Waffles.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all I meant.
Oh. They really didn't. I didn't even think about that.
Mm-mm.
I mean, they got cookies.
Oh, yeah, because it's a DoubleTree property, right?
Yeah.
Girl, them DoubleTree. Them DoubleTree cookies be slapping. They do have nuts in them. Yeah. For those that don't like that, but them, they are so good. But yeah, the Emily Morgan Hotel, we've stayed there before. I don't remember what year.
Yeah, we need to
go
back. I don't either. It was a while back.
Yeah, we need to. I'm gonna start. I need a show. Somebody, networks, put me up. Pick us. Pick us up. We need to be paid to travel.
You remember I was telling you.
What?
Discovery Plus has a section where you can pitch. Because me and Dawn were, we never did it though. Because we were like, technically, we are kind of the equivalent of the Ghost Brothers.
That's true.
So.
Well, Ghost Brothers, is you listening? Can we have the Ghost Sisters? I don't think that's like biting. I think that's just like, you know, you got your sisters.
It's like a spinoff. We can show up. We can investigate with them and then we get our own spinoff.
Yeah. Do us a trial run. Yes.
Marcus, Dalen, and Jawan.
Yeah. Somebody slide in their DMs. Just start sliding in their DMs for us. Okay, Emily Morgan Hotel. The Emily Morgan Hotel is a historic 13-story building built in a Gothic revivalist style. Ooh, sorry, my nose itch. I think it was the word revivalist because I just knew I was gonna mess it up. And is right across the street from the Alamo. Who remembers the Alamo?
And they When we were there, they doing something to the Alamo. I was like, "What? This is historic. What are y'all doing?"
Oh, maybe they were.
They
like
had it like closed off and
modernizing the inside or something. I don't know.
All right, it's gonna be even more ghosts.
Shoot! Remember that ghost tour? We did a ghost tour there too. And that dude rode by on that bike, and everybody thought it was a ghost. We were like, "Ah!" And somebody's like, "What happened? What happened?" And that's just somebody on a bike.
Man. Good times.
Good times. The Emily Morgan Hotel was once a state of the art, for whatever reason, was once a state of the art medical facility with its own crematorium and morgue. On the exterior of the hotel, there are gargoyles, and each one represents a different ailment. So pretty cool.
Yeah. And then I was like, it looks haunted. Like if you just...
Yeah, it does.
Look at pictures of it. It just looks haunted.
It looks like there's like a cloud looming.
Yeah.
Over. Yeah, even on a sunny day. It just looked questionable. Or I'd be afraid that one of those gargoyles is going to come to life and then be like a pretty man. And then I said a pretty man, an attractive man. And then attack me and then come back as an attractive man, heal me, and then I have kids with this attractive man, and then and initially they had made me promise not to tell them about me getting attacked by the gargoyle, and then I love him so much that I tell him about the gargoyle, and then he says he killed me, and he's like, "You promised."
Look, I knew where you were going before you even started it.
What is that from? We should review that. What is
Tales
that from?
From the Dark Side.
Tales from the Dark Side. If you knew what I was talking about, we're soulmates. Come on the show.
Oh, man. Because the woman is...
You can do it.
No, because I don't know which one. Because you know Cheech and Chong, right? I want to say it's Cheech. It's his daughter. The black lady is his daughter.
He got to make it out of the...
No, Chong, because her name is Ray Dawn Chong. Yeah, so Chong.
A little bit in the squirrel. I was about to say squirrel. Yeah. A little bit of the swirl.
Yeah.
Cool.
Fun fact. Even though I'm pretty sure everybody knows that.
I didn't know that, so it was a fun fact for me.
Mm. Yeah, so we should put... I think I have that on the list of movies for us. If not, I'm going to add it.
Okay.
The building was named after folk heroine Emily West, who seduced Mexican General Santa Anna during the Battle of San Jacinto. History. That's a good history lesson.
I'm glad I paid attention in school because history was like one of my favorite subjects. So I know who these people are, who these
women were.
Peoples are.
Oh, man. The Emily Morgan is one of the most haunted hotels in America. The basement, which was the morgue and crematorium, was considered the creepiest part of the hotel. But you can't go there. It's only for, like, staff.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
My thing is, why? Like, I guess prime real estate, because it's right downtown. Because I'm like, why would you turn this into a hotel, like somewhere where people have to stay?
Money.
Yeah, I was like, prime real estate, they get a lot of business through tourism in San Antonio, so.
You know, they often say that's all they got. Ooh, I mean, baby. No disrespect.
Yeah, no disrespect. And we're talking about, like, San Antonio, not, like, the surrounding, like,
yeah,
like Converse and, like,
because when we were just there, we were like, I think we say this every time we go there. It's no reason why the city should look like that and then downtown is just... like amazing. Well, not, right. I mean, and they're still working on it. They're still doing renovations downtown. So
they always doing renovations downtown. Yet you got people sleeping on the street.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because I mean, I love San Antonio. That's where I was born.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of grew up. Well, I didn't grow up there, but I lived there for a little bit. But it just looks so gloomy.
It's depressing. It really looks. And if you talk to people that have grown up there, like I've met people that have like grown up there or from there, and they're like, there is literally at like different stages, like not just like people that were born in the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and they all say the same thing. Like there's really nothing there outside of like the tourism drugs and gangs, like literally that there's not anything there.
Yeah. That's sad because it has potential.
Agree. I agree.
But that's not why we're here.
No. I mean, we're those kinds of people. We have stuff to say sometimes.
Yeah.
And also, why? I wonder when the, what am I trying to say? The myth or theory, whatever, of the 13th floor was invented, because why is there only 13 floors? And is the 13th floor in this hotel technically the 14th floor? Or I can't remember. Or is it actually?
Yeah, it's technically the 14th floor.
Okay. But like, why stop at
13? Because
they
don't count 13.
That's true. And is it including the basement? Does that make sense?
I don't think so. I don't think it includes the basement. But I could be wrong, though.
Okay.
But yeah, you know what? I was thinking about that when I was researching this, but I forgot to look it up. Because I always wondered about the 13th floor thing.
Yeah, that's unlucky as hell. Like, I did, like, already right there, you built a building that had 13 floors and then turned it into a hotel. Huh. Okay.
But I mean, technically, it's the 14th floor. They don't call it the 13th floor. So.
That's true. Some may even say 15th, if you're counting the basement, I guess. That's why I was asked.
Yeah.
We should go there again and then play the elevator game.
Oh, yeah, I'll do that.
She said confidently.
Because I was like, oh, yeah, you got to do that by yourself.
Oh, shoot, you do got to do that by yourself. They played that in Evil D, ma'am. Such a good show. So the staff of the Emily Morgan Hotel have reported seeing glowing orbs and hearing disembodied voices screaming as if they were in pain. They also report the smell of burnt flesh that makes them nauseous as soon as they walk in. The 7th floor is said to be the most haunted floor in the building. Like I said, we stayed there. I don't remember what floor we stayed on. And I may be misremembering this, but I feel like we may have experienced hearing something while we were sitting in the hotel room. I believe we were watching American Horror Story on like a laptop. And I thought we heard like screaming or just something faint. And like, what? Okay. I was like, am I misremembering that?
Because you remember we paused it and I think Dawn was like looking out the peephole.
Yeah. Because it was like, what is that?
Because it sounded like it was somebody screaming. Like, it wasn't a loud scream, but it sound like it was in the hallway.
Yeah, not like, because somebody was like, I don't remember who I told them. They was like, are you sure nobody was, I said, wasn't nobody getting butt? I don't think that was from somebody getting butt. It didn't sound like that.
No, it sounded like a scream, like somebody was dying. Yes. But it was like faint, though.
Okay. So, there's one.
Mm-hmm.
And then, do you remember the floor? I don't remember what floor.
I don't remember the floor.
Okay.
And also, do you remember? I was like, I feel like you're not going to remember this. So, you know how me and you, we always like walk around hotels and stuff. So, you remember we were on the elevator and there was like a handprint at the very top.
Yes. Do you remember that? I do. I took a picture of that. I took a picture of that on that phone. And I had it for years, but I don't think I have it now since I switched over to iPhone. But I remember that.
Yeah, because we were like, how could somebody, unless it was like Dirk Nowitzki or something, how could you reach up there? And then I don't think we saw it when we first got on there.
No. And then it looked huge, like a huge handprint. Or it looked like somebody was like falling. I don't know. Like it was like a...
Yeah, it was just weird.
It was pretty weird.
Yeah. Numerous guests and members of the staff have seen the ghost of a bride. No one actually knows what her connection to the hotel is or why she's stuck on the 7th floor. There are also reports of guests hearing a blood-curdling scream at 3 a.m. There we go. I don't know what time it was.
It wasn't no damn 3 a.m. because I would not have been up.
I heard, well... I don't know if I told you. You remember we had went bar hopping that one night and we got back to the hotel and you were like passed out. And I was just laying there and I heard the scream again. I don't know what time it was though.
Oh.
And then I was like, you know what? Let me go to sleep.
I'd have been in there like, Santa Maria. I don't play. I already don't play with 3 a.m. because it's, you
know, I was like, because, you know, we had to have got back to the room at around like 2.
Yeah.
And I was like, how is she sleep already?
Yeah, because for one, I sleep. That's what I does. And then two, especially if I'm drinking. I done drank and twerked my night away. I'm knocked out.
You did.
Wait, where is Brittany? On the dance floor. Where is Latrell? That is me.
Oh, man. That was funny. Because I was like, I feel like we were talking before we was, and you just went
probably
to sleep.
I sure will talk myself to sleep.
But yeah, I did hear the scream again.
Oh, well, there we go.
Others have seen the bride appear randomly in their rooms and disappear through the walls. We didn't see that.
No.
Unfortunately. Another claim is looking in the mirror and seeing her reflection.
I feel like
Have a bathroom occurrence, but
we did have a bathroom occurrence. I was about to say, I think I remember seeing a white woman in the mirror. we did have a bathroom occurrence. You want to tell about it or you want me to tell about it?
Who? You can tell it.
Oh, Grizz, let me tell you. I might embellish, but this is how I remember it. I just remember. So the way that the room layout was, it was like a double occupancy room. So you had the two either full size or queen size beds. And then adjacent to that is the bathroom. But you have like these two sliding doors. I don't know what you call that, like stained glass. I don't know. Like you can kind of see silhouettes, but you can't see into the bathroom. And I just remember, because my dad called my mom 20 times a day, I love y'all. But I remember my dad calling my mom, and my mom was using the restroom and talking on the phone. And then we, like, out the corner of your eye, you could see, like, the silhouette going, like, back and forth. And I was like, she cutting up. She needs to sit down somewhere. Like, I was like, and then she had the shower running because she was about to take a shower. And I just remember saying, dang, you gonna get in the shower? Like, because you just walking back and forth. And what happened? Did she say she was already in the shower? Yes. Or what did she say? Okay. She was like, what are y'all talking about? I'm in the shower. I had been in the shower. I was not walking back and forth. And me and D was like, what the hell? What the hell? You cannot make this
man
up.
And it was just back and forth, back and forth. And we were like, what is she in there doing?
Cutting up. That's what I thought. You know, like when you first meet somebody, you crush and then you walking back and forth.
Yeah,
it's like that's not even her, you know, style. So what's happening? Terrible. I was like, what the heck? And then like I was just like, huh, I wish I would have like paid more attention to like what it looked like what the shape looked
like. Because I didn't pay attention either. I was just like, why is she doing this?
Yeah, sit down somewhere. What? And then she was just like, oh, okay.
Man, the ghost was in there watching her shower.
Or just, I don't know, maybe the ghost was just like, I don't know, child. Maybe trying to give her privacy. That's why I was walking back and forth. Like, maybe it was like, normally I sit in the shower, but walk back and forth. Give you some time, some privacy. I don't know, child.
That's funny.
And it wasn't like, if you tried to, like, I don't know, explain it, it wasn't like a reflection. Like, because you could say maybe reflection of cars, but we were higher up, weren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Because I thought you were going to say maybe it was like, but that doesn't make sense either. Like steam.
Yeah, no.
But it looked like an actual person.
Yeah, so. Like a shat, like a silhouette, like a full body silhouette, not like a flying orb, like literally like a full body silhouette. Like when she walked through the house on, what's that movie? It Takes Two. And they thought she was a ghost, the movie with Mary-Kate Ashley. And they thought she was a ghost. It was like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, the 12th floor used to be the medical arts operating rooms, but now it's where the swimming pool is located. It is rumored that the pool was built using stainless steel from the operating tables. Why? The world may never know.
Cutting corners.
Baby. and the guests often hear hospital stretchers being moved throughout the hallway at night. What does that sound like? Like squeaking wheels? What would that sound like? Oh, okay. Yeah. that could easily, though, be bell carts, couldn't it?
Yeah. But I'm thinking people are hearing it and then going and looking out the door and not seeing anything. Oh, that's okay. What I picture.
Possibly.
Apparitions of nurses and doctors still doing their jobs have been reported as well. So that's what we would call,
you got this? Residual, no.
Yes.
Woo, residual with full confidence. That's what I was going to say. I was like, either they're aware that they're ghosts or they're probably just living their lives. They're probably just like, we got lives to save.
A ghost scene from Grey's Anatomy. You
or
just
yeah, Grey's
there
Anatomy.
Watching.
Ghost Grey's Anatomy.
Other reports include bathroom faucets turning on and off on their own and doors opening and closing on their own. So I feel like we were in, you wasn't there this time either.
Damn.
But we went to San Antonio. It was Thanksgiving. And I think it was me, Dawn, and Troy. We were at this hotel. And I feel like the water in the tub, like it just turned on and it was just running. But they were saying they were having issues with their plumbing. But I was like, I have never, because it sound like, you know how it squeaks when you turn the knob? Mm-hmm. It sounded like that. And then we heard the water running.
That's interesting.
Yeah. I don't remember what hotel that was, because that was the first and only time we ever stayed at that one.
Yeah.
San Antonio is just haunted.
I was going to say, Scott, you got a lot of history. You technically have like a lot of, what am I trying to say? Tragedy. Like you had a war there. So.
Yep.
Okay. The 14th floor. The 14th floor is actually the hotel's 13th and final floor. Go. So yeah, there we go. Guests claim they can smell the odor of medicine and ointment.
I like the smell of ointment, so that wouldn't bother me.
I mean, I'm indifferent. At least it's not like a foul odor.
Yeah. You know? Just smells clean. Yeah. I don't know what medicine smells like, so because if it's anything like cough syrup, I'm out of there.
No, I thought, well, I guess that's ointment, like being gay or like, what is it? Like a, what's the stuff? Vapor rub. Vicks. Yeah, that's what I thought they meant.
I like that smell. So, okay.
They also report seeing scenes from the old hospital, such as surgeries. I didn't mean to laugh. Such as surgeries out of the corner of their eye, only for it to vanish when they glance over. So imagine you just minding your own business. You know, eating your little room service or what have you. And then out of your peripherals. You see somebody performing surgery, like a shock therapy or like a lobotomy or something. Lobotomy. Lombotomy.
I mean.
You was going to say you can't imagine.
Yeah. I'm thinking of, was that a scene in 13 Ghosts? I don't know. It's so many ghost movies.
Man. I cannot imagine. I don't know. I'd be like, girl, look at this. Come look at this. They see us. They must not see us.
That's funny.
This is a hotel now. I don't know.
The Emily Morgan Hotel is a paranormal hotspot and has been listed among the top 3 most haunted hotels in the country. Good old Emily Morgan.
Good old Emily Morgan. Beautiful hotel.
Yes, I love the gargoyles. I just love gargoyles.
Yeah.
That was like one of my favorite cartoons. Do you remember that cartoon?
Yes, I do.
I used to watch that all the time.
You might have been a gargoyle in your Maybe. Formal life.
Former I feel like life. I probably was.
Maybe.
Okay, for our final story, we have La Lechuza. This is like one of my favorite
La Lechuza?
What? Yes.
Yeah. It's a good one.
The legend of La Lechuza is one of the many legends to come from Mexico. The legend quickly made its way throughout Texas, especially South Texas. La Lechuza, or owl, which I hate owls, is a witch that is a woman by day and turns into an owl by night, at night, whatever. One of the common origin stories is that Lechuzas sold their souls to the devil for magical powers. Another story is that these women were accused of practicing witchcraft and were killed for it. As they were dying, they swore to get revenge on those who harmed them. So your classic witch stories.
Lechuzas are described as large black owls with the face of an old woman. I was going to say there was an episode of Arthur where he kept...
I thought you were about to say Charmed or something.
No, it was an episode of Arthur, the cartoon. And there was like a witch outside of either him or DW's window. He had that nightmare and it kind of reminded me of that, but I don't remember all of it. But no, Arthur.
I don't even remember that episode.
I used to watch Arthur like religiously though. Like,
I did too, but do not remember that.
Yeah, that's the episode. Some say that the owls are white, not white women, but just white. I don't know.
Yeah.
One of the many sightings comes from a man who lived right outside of San Antonio, who was 9 years old at the time. He claimed he was home one night watching SpongeBob. He heard noises outside and thought it was his dad coming home from work.
He went outside to meet him, but instead he saw a massive jet black owl sitting on a picnic table across the street. The owl was looking right at him. Can you imagine? Like, I don't know what I would do.
I like owls.
I would probably stare at it for a minute. Huh?
I said, I don't know.
I've never seen a black one before.
No, I've seen gray ones before, but never a black one.
I saw a white one. Matter of fact, it was in Mesquite, because I think it was around Christmas. We were over there one time, and I saw it. Miyote saw it, because I was messing with him, because I told him he was about to get abducted.
Oh, yeah, aliens. I was thinking fourth kind. Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway. Scared, he went inside and peeked at it through the window. Smart. Because I probably would have stayed outside.
Why?
I don't know. I probably would have been too shook. Because if it's like, I don't know. I just freeze when I'm like scared.
Oh.
I just freeze. So.
Oh, yeah. Panic.
Yeah.
Fight, flight, or panic. D panics.
And panic. I would panic every time. He stared at it for a few more minutes and then it just flew away. So, I mean, not too... It wasn't too threatening, but that's still kind of scary, though, to see. Yeah.
The next morning, he told his grandmother, and he said she was freaked out. She started praying and rubbing eggs on him, which I didn't know was a thing.
It is, because I looked like into the yolk? It. I was like, what? No, like just an egg.
What does it do? Ward off spirits or something?
Something like that.
Oh, okay. So she's praying, rubbing eggs on him, and told him the legend of La Lechuza. The noises he heard outside could have possibly been the Lechuza trying to lure him from his home. So luckily he went back inside because he was about to get took, possibly. I don't know. Or turned into a... So yeah, he's about to get snatched up. They are known to mimic sounds that are familiar to you. So like, oh, can they do voices?
Yeah.
That's scary.
It is. Because I think, you know, he's used to his dad coming home at a certain time every night. So it may have sounded like somebody getting out of their car or, you know, something like that.
Ooh, girl, I can't.
Yeah.
My heart can't take it.
So that means if this happened to you, you would have been gone.
Why?
Or would you? Because I feel like you would go to it.
No, I wouldn't have went to it. Well, I do be going.
If it sounded like Dawn and she was like, hey, come out here and help me with these groceries.
Yeah, I would have walked outside, but he walked outside. But he walked back inside because he was like, she ain't out here. Or he ain't out. Well, yeah, I'd be like, she ain't out here. Hello?
Yeah, it would have got me with the... Well, I feel like we're different, though. Because I feel like we don't... We know. If you get what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah, and especially because, like, if I just would have seen an owl, yeah, I would have walked outside because I would have been intrigued. I'm an animal person. I would have walked up to it. But if I would have heard her and then all I see is that and I'm looking at it, it's looking at me, I'm looking at it, it's looking at me, I'd be like,
It's like that gif with Diddy and that guy.
Yeah.
They're just looking at each other.
And the owl is the guy and I'm Diddy and I'm like,
That's hilarious. Okay. If you come into contact with a lechuza, here are some ways you can protect yourself. So you taking notes?
I mean, it's already written down on my phone, but yeah, I'm taking notes.
Oh, okay. Mental well, notes. Everybody else, take notes.
Yeah, listen.
Line your home with salt. I think that's just for anything.
Yes.
Because they do that all the time on Supernatural.
Yeah, they did.
Salt
it
in. Is, huh?
What's
and
my
evil?
Movie?
Oh.
Skeleton Key, girl. That's my, ooh, that used to be my movie.
Oh, yeah. I have that on the list, too.
Yeah.
No, they had something else, though. It was like sawdust or something.
Oh.
Because that's for voodoo. Some kind of dust is for voodoo. Yeah.
Tomato, tomato. You could probably lay anything down as long... For real, you literally could probably lay anything down.
All right,
you're
going to lay some sugar down. It's going to trap
you. You have ants. But long that as you too. Believe, intention, I feel, is everything. So.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So salt is globally known to ward off evil. Another way is to simply cuss it out. So
you motherfucker.
Wait. You remember all you got to do is be like, you remember that video of K. Michelle? It was like her ring camera and that white girl was twerking on her porch and she was like, get the fuck off my porch, bitch.
Oh, yes, I do.
That's all you got to do.
Lechuza, get your motherfucker ass out of
here. Lechuza, you raggedy bitch.
Basically.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, also, don't look at her in the eyes. If you do, she will steal your soul and have the ability to shapeshift to look like you.
She can have it. I don't even want it no more. I'm done. Be like, I'm done. You can have it. Look at me. She ain't even gonna look at me. She gonna be like, I do not even want this life. Man. Like, look at me.
Also, lechuza cannot be harmed by guns or any other weapons, so your best bet is to just pray.
Yeah.
Or cuss it out.
Pray and cuss it out. Do both.
Oh,
just
yeah.
To,
yeah.
Like, cuss it out and then pray, for forgiveness. For letting it get you out your character. So.
Yeah.
Lechuza. That's good. Good variety show. Thanks, Steve.
Yeah, I like this one.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I was stressing a little bit at first. I was like, what? Because all I could think of at first were hotels. So I was like, oh, Lord, let me find something. So maybe I think we should have people tell us where they're from. Or we can look at our analytics.
Oh, yeah.
And just pick places and do variety shows for different cities.
Yes. I agree with that. And then one day when the Travel Station or Discovery Station, MTV, BET, Oprah, I don't know, whoever's listening, pick us up. We can actually go to these places.
Yeah. Yeah. So Ghost Brothers, we waiting.
Like, we can be ghost aunties. Because we all somebody aunt that might work too.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
All right. Any other final thoughts?
Final thoughts? No, not really. I mean, I will say that Texas in general has some of the... Texas and Mexico has some of the best... in Japan.
Yeah.
has some of the best like urban legends
in New Orleans. No, I'm just kidding.
True though, yeah. Honestly, the South, if you just
yes, the there's South a lot general, of history.
Yeah.
Probably all the racism, maybe. I don't know. Who knows, yeah. You know? All the hate and negative energy.
Did you have any final thoughts?
I didn't. I truly didn't. Good job. Great stories. Both of the Lay Chusa and the other one, the werewolf Converse, Theodore Wolfman. I never heard of before, so.
Wait, we're going to have a shirt with a werewolf on it. Theodore Wolfman.
Converse Theodore Wolfman.
Yeah, Converse Theodore Wolfman. But yeah.
So yeah, that is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Please. Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say hey there, we will be here.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of It's a Strange World After All.
And thank you as always for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you.